We are up to Simon Shin Aleph. So this is on some level now we're starting the meat and potatoes of Hilchos Shabbos. Not quite today, but it's kind of yadua, like Reish Samach Tashin, there's a lot of Kiddush and Avdallah and the Mitzvah Sase and the Sudus, and now it's getting into approaching until the end. Muksa, the Malachos. I mean, we have plenty of real stuff, heavy-duty stuff at the beginning, right? We had Amir Lakum, we had Shehiyah, Chazara. Anyway, when you look at the tour, it's very interesting. He mamish views it like the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. He writes like this. It's ready, you know, 50 stimanim. In Basi Licht of Kol Hilchos Shabbos, if I was going to write all of Hilchos Shabbos, it would be too big of a job. Tarbe alai hamalacha. So the, I thought it was Bezos, it might be the Bach, I'm not sure. So somebody there explains that he's not about the halachas, he is going to tell us the halachas. But in terms of avos and toldos and helam echad and shtei helamas and all these different dinim that are more related to karbanos and onchin, that he's not going to bother doing. Then it says, ki hilchasa rabsa l'shabsa, which is a phrase that he borrows from the Gemara over there in the beginning of Shabbos. And the Bach explains, hilchasa rabsa l'shabsa is referring to checking your pockets out of Shabbos. That means it's a very chashuv rabsa. In the context of the Gemara, it means chashuv. He's using it, rabsa, as harbei, ribui, like there's a lot of hilchasa Shabbos. So this is very interesting. The Tur Mamish views Simin Shinalef as the beginning of hilchasa Shabbos. And he says, "Va'atchil behiluch al seder pasuk." So he wants to start from the beginning of the pasuk in Yeshaya that talks about Shabbos. Okay, famous pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Yeshaya, the end of Perek Nun Ches, "Im toshiv mishabbos raglecha, asos chavetzecha biyom kachi bekaras al Shabbos oneg lekdosh Hashem mechubad v'chibadetu miasos shachecha mim tochev tzucha v'dar b'davar." Famous pasuk in Yeshaya referring to Shabbos. We learn a lot of halachos of the Hilchos Shabbos from this pasuk. So he wants to start with this pasuk. He wants to start from the first few words, "Im toshiv mishabbos raglecha," which basically means that your legs on Shabbos act differently than your legs do during the week. Okay, the next pasuk, which I think is the last pasuk in the parak over there, says, so there's a tremendous reward for treating Shabbos properly. Also, it's special rewards. Very interesting parak. Highly recommended. Yishayit Nunches. Okay. So, it's interesting. The Drisha points out, there's a Gemara. So we have a Gemara. The Gemara says that the way you walk on Shabbos should not be the way you walk during the week. The problem the Drisha points out is, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufya Gimmer, learns that from the end of the pasuk, from Me'asos Drachecha. Drachecha like Derech. Way, walk. And the Torah is learning it out from, in the first pasuk, in Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecha. Okay. Either way, we learn Chazal teach us from this pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk, the end of the pasuk, whatever it is, that you're supposed to walk differently on Shabbos than you do during the week. Okay, which obviously we're going to get to in a minute. Now, I should figure, if you're starting with Hilchos Shabbos, so why are you starting with like things from the Navi, which are not Daraisa? Either the Durabanan, maybe they call me the big Kabbalah, because the Navi is not exactly Durabanan, but it's not the Daraisas. Why don't you start with the Lamed Tes Malachas? So I think, I made this up, I think it's true, that this is an explicit pasuk detailing different Hilchos Shabbos. We don't have that in the Chumash. All the Lamed Tes Malachas are learned out from the Mishkan. There's not one pasuk in the whole Chumash, right? The Gemara calls it, it's Harin Atzuyim Besara, the Gemara, the Mishnah in, the Mishnah in Chagiga. It talks about mountains hanging by a hair. We learn it all out from the connection to the Mishkan, in Parshas Vayakel. So we don't have an explicit pasuk detailing what you are and are not allowed to do on Shabbos. That's Thaler Svara, take it or leave it. And that's why he's starting Dafka with this pasuk, which is really Dinim, either Dirabanim or Dibay Kabbalah, not the Daraisas, not the Avos Malacha, quite yet. Okay. So then the Gemara there in Shabbos Kuf Yigimah says you're not allowed to walk on Shabbos like you walk during the week. So what does that mean? How do you walk during the week? So the Gemara says, okay, if a prince is walking on Shabbos and he comes across an Amas Hamayim, a canal, a stream of water, a little stream of water. So if he can you know, put one foot on each side of this little stream, you call it? A pond? Not a pond. A stream. Not a canal. I don't know. Canal is like a gigantic thing that... Yeah, canal is big. Anyway, it's like a little stream of water. If he could put one foot over before, meaning not jump. He can put one foot on this side, one foot on that side, right? Take one gigantic step over. Okay, so he could do that. Otherwise, it's aser. So you might ask him, Rava says, so what should he do? So should he go around this stream somehow to a bridge or whatever? Maybe it ends somewhere?
If he can't, it's aser,
you're saying. Right, if he can't have, right, if he's going to have to jump, he's not allowed to do that. Shabbos, we don't jump. So what should he do? He should go around. Well, if he goes around, so you're making him walk more than he would normally walk. So maybe he shouldn't do that on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so maybe he should walk through the water. So the Gemara says, well, maybe his clothes are going to get soaking wet. He might come to squeeze him out on Shabbos. You know, do that on Shabbos. Then the Gemara in the end concludes that you basically have three options. One is walking around, and you don't know how far around. There could be a lot of walking. The other is walking through, and that can lead to squeezing out your clothing, schita. And therefore, the best option of the three is, in fact, to jump over the stream. Okay. Then the Gemara says, okay, are you allowed to take big steps on Shabbos? And the Gemara talks about big steps during the week, and basically comes out, you're not supposed to take big steps on Shabbos. That's the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel. Then the Gemara Brachos Da Vav Amabez. It says when a person leaves shul, he's not supposed to take large steps. You shouldn't look like you're running away from shul. Why are you looking at me funny? Amar Abaye. There's a discussion about, right, damages the eyes, right? There's something about running, hurts the eyes, right? Yeah, yeah, very good. Right, so you're not allowed to run away from shul. So Amar Abaye, but to go to shul, so there's a mitzvah to run. The pasuk says, near the fall of Das Hashem, you should run to know Hashem. You run to do a mitzvah. So Amar Rabbi Zera, that's famous tomorrow, Brachos Davav. Rabbi Zera said in the beginning, when I see the rabbis running to shir on Shabbos, I would say the rabbis are being mechal Shabbos. What's the chil Shabbos of running? Rashi says, because of the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel, which is not super explicit, but that you're not allowed to take large steps on Shabbos. Then Rabbi Zera says, and then when I heard Lo Olam Yarutz Dvar Halacha, if it's Shabbos, a person should always run to a Dvar Halacha to learn Torah and seemingly to do any mitzvah, even on Shabbos. So I started running also. So we learn from here, basically, you're not supposed to run on Shabbos. But to do a mitzvah, you're allowed to run on Shabbos. Or is a mitzvah run on Shabbos? What? We'll get there. Okay, so now let's look inside. We're in Shin Aleph, okay, Sif Aleph. It's a very large siman, 51 Seifim. Okay, it's one of the largest in Aruch Chaim. Okay, so we're gonna be here for a while. It'll be here, this will take us till, I don't know. We'll be here for a while, but let's see. Okay. Shin Aleph Aleph. Well, it's entitled Be'ez HaKelim Mutalatzim B'Shabbos Be'ez Mem Asur. We're not going to get to it yet, but what kelim are you allowed to wear, like outside the area? What kelim? What clothing are you allowed to wear? What's called carrying? What's not called carrying? Right? I need a sitter. Am I allowed to carry the sitter on my head and wear it like a hat? Okay, we're going to discuss things like that. Perek Bameh Isha Yotzis. Okay, but we're not up to that today. Sif Aleph. Ain Lorutz B'Shabbos, a person should not run on Shabbos, Adam can do the Dvar Mitzvah, unless he's running to do a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? Kigon, Lebeit HaKnesses, or Chayotzeba. He's running to Shul, or something like that. Misha Bersif Katan Aleph, Shemar, Shenemar, Vichibadito, Measos, Drachecha. Misha Bruh is bringing down the Lashon HaGemara, not like the tour. Who learns that from the beginning of the pasuk? V'darshu chazal v'darshin sheloyeh hilucha b'Shabbos ki hilucha b'chol. Walking on Shabbos should be different than walking during the week. Shederach adam l'mayer v'daratz achar isko. During the week, person is busy running to work, running here, running there. People are very busy. V'af b'chol in l'fso p'se'gasa. This is ish inyan, which I don't understand, but they say that taking large steps even during the week, takes away 1/500th of a person's vision. So they ask, so why don't joggers go blind? No, because only the first step does it afterwards. It doesn't do that. I don't know. Wait a minute. Right, okay, we'll get to it. So he says two things. During the week, it's not recommended, but it's brought down in that Gemara over there. It comes back by Kiddush. What about Kiddush? Is it looking at the Neros? Is it looking at the Kiddush? Is it drinking from the Kiddush? Is it? There are a few different things brought down over there. Drinking the Kiddush, putting the Kiddush wine on eyes, which we don't do. Some people, we discussed, put Havdalah wine on their eyes. Looking at the Neros. Okay, I don't know. Okay, so the issue asks a very, obvious question. Well, it's raining. When would we run? Adults don't usually run. It's raining. Are you allowed to run in the rain on Shabbos? So he brings down from Ravosna that you're allowed to run in the rain. However, he brings down from a Minchas Shabbos. When a person has a reason to run because he's Bitzar, so he's allowed to run. Then they bring down the Rechaim Kanievsky disagrees. Okay, it's a discussion. It's a machlokes. Hagah continues Ramah. He shouldn't take large steps on Shabbos if he doesn't have to, right? We gave the example with the water, there he can take a large step because the other options are even worse. He should not jump on Shabbos. In Efshar, Mishabesiv Katan Dalid, to be Efshar, if he can't do it any other way, Mavur, Bisif Gimel, the Shari. We're going to see in Sif Gimel that it's going to be Mutter. Okay, there she here, footnote 5 brings down. Let's say you're walking and you get into a patch of mud. Nobody wants to walk through the mud with their Shabbos shoes. You don't even walk through the mud in your weekday shoes. So, are you allowed to take a jump over that? So, he brings down again, we said before, that a lot of poskim allow one to jump or take these large steps if it's to avoid tzar. And that's called tzar. Okay, so base. What about kids? Bachurim, hamis angim bikfitzasam umirutzasam mutter. Kids who like running around. That's their owning Shabbos. That's what they do. That is mutter. V'chein liros kodavish hamis angibo v'chein mutter l'teya. So you let it go for a walk, and kids who like running around, they let it run around. That's also okay. Mishibesiv katan zayim mutter l'teya. I feel him coming out to say, "I'm a schami. Mishum before me come back from shul. What am I going for a walk for exercise for health? Am I allowed to do that? I want to. It's a type of workout." So he says, "Kevin delo muchachas." He says, "Going to be mutter, even though his kavanah is for refuah." Kevin delo muchachas milsa shosik in the refuah because it's not recognizable he's doing it for refuah. Just look like he's going for a walk. So that's mutter. I will also laruch kedish schamim the refuah, but to mamish run for. For exercise, that for refuah, that you shouldn't do on Shabbos. Because that's very recognizable. He's doing it for refuah. Unless it's in the rain. Then it's recognizable he's trying to get away from the rain. Kevin demuchucha milsa. But also, he says it's a part of refuah. We're going to learn about refuah as a general rule is also on Shabbos. Unless a person is very sick. If he's a chola sheyesh basakana, so obviously there is no Shabbos. Whatever. Pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. If he's a chola she'ein basakana, we'll learn all about this in Shin Chav Ches. We have time until we get there. But regular people, you have a little sniffles and a little headache and a little this, a little that. You're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. So what didn't you? Not allowed to do things for a fool on Shabbos. There he says, "V'yesh machmir nafilu b'tiyul im kavanaso l'sa'am el refua." He says that there are those that are machmir even when it comes to walking for refua. Okay, so I don't know what this means. The issue brings down from Rav Nissen Karelitz. I don't know what he's saying. Yesh lahachmir shelo l'tayel l'tzarech refua. You should go like this. Yesh machmirim, not to walk around for refuah. Ava hosif. Shemi shelatzarech b'yusuf. But someone for his health needs to go for a walk every day. Then he can walk on Shabbos. So understand what did l'tzarech refuah mean? He's meaning every day versus once in a while. Like I don't know what his point is. Anyway, it sounds like Lamaisa to go mamish running on Shabbos just for exercise is not mukubal. To go for a nice walk on Shabbos is very mukubal, and everyone does it. Walk around the streets of Beitar. Well, everyone's all out walking around. Some of them might be doing it for health. Some are doing it because they're bored. Some are doing it. It's nice to whatever. Some are looking for their kids who haven't come home from Friday night. Okay. That's it, please. Yeah, what did you want to say?
Well,
yeah, even mom is jug. Yeah. Ziv Gimel. He's walking and he gets to a stream of water, like we spoke about before, from the Gemara. Even if it's too wide for him to have one foot in each place, meaning he's got to jump. He's taking big steps. I don't pick up this foot until I put down this foot. And then there's jumping, where both feet are in the air. So even if both feet are in the air, it's mamish jumping, that's okay. Why? Mutav she yedalek mimashi akifena v'nei shemar b'bhiloch v'asalah b'bash level yeschita. So again, he has three options. He could walk through it. It's also for schita reasons. It's going to come to squeeze out his clothing. He can walk around, but it's also be extra walking. Chazal prefer that you do one jump from extra walking. And therefore, the best way to do it is to jump over the stream. What is the difference between this? We have two words here. Ledalgo v'likpots. So Mishabur explains, if got to Yudches. Ledalgo v'likpots. Dilug mikri shemafsik ragla berchava. He spreads his legs out as far as they go. One foot over here, one foot over there. I don't have to pick up this foot until I put that foot down. It's not what we would call a jump. Ukfitza is what we call jumping. Both feet are in the air at the same time. Okay, that's better than walking around. Mishmeres of cotton test. Let's say he can't jump over. It's too wide to jump over. So muti lo lahaki. So he's allowed to go around it, but he's still not allowed to go through it. Why? Because we're afraid he's going to come to squeeze out his clothes. We'll see that there are times at which one is allowed to walk through water. And sif dal and sif up, but as of right now, when it's you're not going to do a mitzvah, you still want to go from place A to place B. It is usur medina to walk through water. Okay, now here's sif dal, where it might be mutter. If he's going to a dvar mitzvah, so these are learned out. These gemaras happen to appear in the last parak of Yuma discussing Yom Kippur, but it's. Yom Kippur just makes things worse in terms of Isra Rechitza, but in terms of the Isra Shabbos Shabbos, it's the same thing. Now he's going to do a mitzvah. So once he's going to do a mitzvah, there are different rules. He's going to see his Rebbe, or he's going to see someone who's a bigger Talmid Chacham than he is. He's allowed to go through the water now. Oh, but he's going to come to squeeze out his clothes. We just said he can't go through the water. You can squeeze out your clothes. The answer is, if you're going on a stamina walk, you cannot walk through the water. It's awesome. If you're going to do a mitzvah, it's mutter to go through. Why aren't we afraid you're going to squeeze out your clothes? So when you're going to do a mitzvah, Chazal allowed you to walk through the water, provided that you did something a little bit different to remind yourself not to squeeze out your clothes. He has to do some shinui, something different. Keep going. He's not going to take his hand out of from under his shirt or whatever. So, like the red ribbon. So he will remember. And he will not come to do schita. Now, there's another problem with walking through the water, even going to do a dvar mitzvah. You're not allowed to go through with sandals, because sandals are not secured to the feet. Are sandals of 2018 different than the sandals of 2,000 years ago or 500 years ago? I don't know. Maybe they are. But here it says you're not allowed to wear sandals. The cave, but then you're not allowed to go to kosher yafeh, since you can't really... tie them, and what's a good word for lahadko? You can't get them, they don't stick to your feet very well. Yeah, good, thank you. You can't secure them or tie them well. And therefore, chayshina, we're afraid, especially when you go in water, right? Even if they stay on your feet when you're walking, but once you go on water, they're not necessarily going to stay on your feet. So delma nafal, maybe it'll fall off like cracks. It'll fall off. Asi lazu, you're going to carry it, which is another problem on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. About b'min alamoter, but shoes are not going to fall off in the water, and therefore you're allowed to go through with your shoes. We just have a schita problem, but you're going to do a shinui so that you remember not to do any schita. Okay, so now the next simon, which simon Shin Bei, is a very exciting simon, talks all about laundering on Shabbos, and you know, what's the issue of laundering? What about wedding? What about things like, you know, can you wet your clothes? What if you don't use soap? So we're going to learn there's a rule, Shriyasa Zokibuso. So the issue applies it over here. Like, why aren't we afraid when you walk through the, when you walk through the river? So you're also laundering, you're cleaning your clothes. Huh? Why? I don't know. Okay, there's all this discussion, maybe. Tosis has this kasha in general. How you let dry your hands on a towel? You must have learned that Tosis, right? Okay, it's all discussion. We'll get there in Simon Shin Bei. In general, it's derech lichluch. It's not considered clean. All right, there's two answers in Tosis, nafkaminas. We'll get there when we get there. Mishaburo be a sifkatan yud aleph at the end. So he said you can walk through, it's a mitzvah to go meet your Rebbe or someone who's a bigot tam chacham to learn from him. Now, sometimes the student knows more than the Rebbe. Not about everything, I assume, but so Mishaburo says at the end of sifkatan yud aleph, my rab mistapik be ezadavar. The Rebbe has a suffix, he's not sure. Vaholech lishalas tamido, he goes to ask his student, shidebaze. So so he's saying, even though officially the guy walking is the Rebbe and he's going to his student officially, okay, but sometimes the student whatever got some shemish in some area or remembers this, he knows his student is holding better in that sugya, so he would be allowed to go see his student, not so much b'tor visiting the Rebbe, he's not the Rebbe, but it's no worse than any other dvar mitzvah. Okay, Mishmur Sifkatan Yud Beis. There he tells us to go look in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Hainu. The Sham of Huar. There in Hilchos Yom Kippur tells us, the film Ikedak Achrin El Hakif, Mutav Yoser Labra Bamayim El Harbos Bilur. So, when we're not dealing with a mitzvah, we have three choices. The choice number one is to jump over. Choice number two is to go around. Choice number three, which is not a choice, because walk through the water, you're not allowed to walk through the water on Shabbos if you're not going to do a mitzvah. Here the rules change. You're going to do a mitzvah, so you're allowed to walk through the water. So is that better than walking around? Maybe it's still better to walk around. So he says, no. Mutav Yosef Labar B'mayim. It's better to walk through the water than to go around and make yourself walk more. Came to over the Dvar Mitzvah. He's going for Dvar Mitzvah, therefore it's going to be Mutter. Aval ha'achronim iskim v'sham dekem v'dechol ha'akif tov yosel ha'akif milav ha'bamayim. But the achronim disagree, and the, with the whoever it is over there, the Rama, perhaps. Since the machlok is aboskim, Mishaburo says the achronim over there disagree and say even though he's mi'ikar din, he's allowed to go through the water, but that's still a bigger deal than going around, and it's preferable to go around than to walk through the water. Sif. Hey, ha'holech l'dvar mitzvah mutar laver b'mayim af b'chazara. When you're going to do a dvar mitzvah, not only are you allowed to walk through the water to go do the mitzvah, you're even allowed to walk through the water to come back from doing the mitzvah. Kedei shelo tehei machshilo las lava. Because if you let him go in there and not back, so next week when there's a dvar mitzvah, he's not going to want to go do the dvar mitzvah. He's going to be stuck on the other side. So therefore, Chazal allowed him to come back. There's all discussion about the Hatzalah guy. Is Hatzalah guy allowed to come back? So if he's Hatzalah guy in Beitar, so he goes to the hospital, he comes back, because God forbid there could be another call on Shabbos in Beitar, so he's not coming back for himself. He's coming back for the next person that might need him, if that's a wait for him to come back, Rishalayim, to be called, so that itself could be a potential Pikuach Nefesh situation. You have to wait a half hour for him to come back. But even with that, let's say he's for sure not needed anymore. So there's still a discussion. I didn't look into it lately, but I vaguely remember a big machlokas haposkim. I think Ramosha was maker, if I'm not mistaken. Others maybe were machmer. Can Hatzalah guy back with a doctor? Can he go back home, stop to spend Shabbos with his family? Because otherwise, Shabbos. Because otherwise, next time, He's not going to be willing to go to the hospital. He's going to leave the pikuach nefesh. I mean, right? It's not pikuach nefesh. He solved the pikuach nefesh problem. He ran to the hospital, took care of the patient. But if you tell him he can't go home, next Shabbos, when he gets the call, he's going to pretend to be sleeping. And then the person's life is in danger. He's not going to do it. So, itiru, sofo, mishum tchilaso. That's all discussion. I have to look into it. But I believe it's based on this if over here. I will try to look into it for tomorrow. If they don't let him return, he won't go do the mitzvah in the first place. So here, you're just walking through water, no big deal. It's not driving a car. It's not chilul Shabbos d'oraisa. But I think this is the source, and I think that they're mekilim. I think Rami Shmuel is the mekel, and I think he gets it from here. But I will be nether get back into it. Automated ambulances. Sif Vav. Huh?
On what? Herod's point is discussion?
No, I don't know. No, they so someone pointed out that there are three places in Shas where it says Hitiru Sofo Mishum Tchilaso. I don't remember. Okay, I'll try to get back to you. Just do Sif. Hey, Hahole. We did Hey, Sif Vav. Hahole Chlishma Peiros. So someone who's going to watch his Peiros on Shabbos, he's not doing anything, just watching them. So that's not called the stam going for a teal. Stam going for a teal, you can't go through water. Here he's going to be showing his parents, Mishabir says, if got to get down, the shmiras, mamono, now may have a ksas mitzvah. To protect your assets is a ksas mitzvah. Again, he's not doing anything else. He's going to stand at the field and watch. He's allowed to go through water to get there. Because not stam atil, stam davar rishus is not allowed. It's more than a rishus. It's not bidyuga mitzvah, it's a ksas mitzvah. But here we don't let him come back. Why? Because here we're not afraid next time he won't go through the water. It's his property he wants to protect. So if it's important enough, he'll go do it. If he doesn't do it, he doesn't. It's a problem. It's not the dvar mitzvah that he's going to be losing out on as we had in Siv Hey. We come back on that, the Mishnah continues. Siv Katan Yedalin, lo hitiru b'chazara. They don't let him go back. Even dvar mitzvah kokach. What do I care if he's going to go to next Shabbos and watch his peros or not? Also, we're not afraid he's not going to go. He's going to go. He has a vested interest over here in going to watch the peros. And the fact that you don't let him come back is not going to steer him from going in the first place. Masha Inki, when it comes to doing a dvar mitzvah, it's okay where we let him even come back.